This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day as we, in short bursts, go through the entire New Testament verse by verse. We're in the book of Revelation. I thank you for taking the time here to join me here today. We've been looking in chapter 6, and we just got through with the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and we're about to get to the fifth seal. But prior to doing that, I just want to let everyone know what's going on here with this ministry. First of all, I'm the pastor of Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive. You are invited to come worship with us Sunday morning at 10:30. If you don't have a church family, if you're not attending a church, and if you enjoy some of the messages and teaching that you hear here on this program, we'd love to see you on Sunday morning at 10:30. This week, we're looking at the I in TULIP. The I stands for irresistible grace, so we'd love to see you. You know, we're going through the doctrine of how does God save a person, and we're looking at the sovereignty of God. We've been looking at this acronym TULIP. T for total depravity. That is, you and I don't have we do not save ourselves. You and I aren't holding on to something good. You know, the Bible says, and you He made alive who were dead in transgressions and sins. Well, note to self, a dead man can't save himself. And you, without God, are totally deprived. The Bible says, no one is good. No, not one. The Lord looks down from heaven to see if there are any who understand, who seek His face. No one is good. You is unconditional election. That is, God saves you, not based on works. Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us through the washing of regeneration. L was limited atonement. Now, we shredded that doctrine last Sunday at Island. You're going to hear all these on the radio here coming up. Limited atonement, bah. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. We also know that Jesus Christ was one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all. That's where we left off here this week. This Sunday, we're looking at the I in TULIP, and that is irresistible grace. That is, can you say no to God when He calls you? That's what we're looking at this Sunday morning at 10:30. Now, we're in Revelation chapter 6. We've gone through the four horsemen. We looked at the first one. The first rider was represented conquest, and he brought a false peace with him. And I also said it was a covenant peace. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2 and 3, warning, Paul warning, that when someone comes to you and says, Irene, that is peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them as a labor pains on a pregnant woman. Also, Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, talks about that there's going to be a 7-year peace treaty. That's something else that has to happen here. Second rider brings war, and we see he takes away peace. Notice, too, at the absence of peace, people kill one another. That's what it says here. It says he had the power to take peace from the earth so that they should kill one another, and it was given unto him a great sword. Now, the third rider represents famine. Famine always follows war, and also there's no rain on the earth for 3.5 years. Where does it say that, Esposito? Revelation chapter 11, verse 6. And that is talking about the two witnesses. That's what I'll be teaching on Thursday. And as a matter of fact, I've decided I'm going to preach that at church too this coming Sunday at 10:30, a message from Revelation chapter 11, the two witnesses. Not so much who they are, but more on the state of the world, because we don't know who they are. I don't know who they are. I can speculate and guess as good as the next man and woman. But the state of the world when these guys come here and what happens, the circumstances. One of the things what happens is that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy, it says. All right, question is, well, how long is their prophecy? 1,260 days. Now, a Hebrew calendar is 30 days. If you do the math, that's exactly 3.5 years with no rain. Then it says, and they have the powers to turn the waters into blood. So not only is it not going to rain for 3.5 years, but the water that's there is going to be turned into blood. You see, this kind of stuff is what's going to inspire people, that when someone shows up, you see, riding on a white horse, with a great big truckload of ice-cold Zephyr Hills, this is what inspires people to take the mark. You see, this is what Satan thinks about you. Job chapter 2, verse 4, Satan says, skin for skin, all that a man has, he will give for his life. And until you and I prove him different, this is the devil's opinion of you. You will do anything to save your hide. Reminds me of that guy who just is deceased now, the man with Ebola who flew here from Liberia. Man didn't care. He knew he had it, or he knew he was in contact with people that had it, and he lied to everyone. He lied to everyone. He touched men, women, and children, flew on an airplane with 200 or 300 people. He didn't care because he proved what Satan says, and that is a person will do anything to save their own hide. And you see that in action there. Likewise, imagine how it's going to be. Now, these two witnesses could show up next Wednesday, and if they do, you get out your calendar and you can flip it. This coming Wednesday here, let's see, today's Saturday the 25th. Monday's the 27th. Wednesday's the 29th. You can flip to October 29th, 2015, 16, and 17, and then count 6 more months. November, December, January, February, March, April 29th of 2017. If you can find a calendar that goes that far into the future, imagine that. All that time with no rain. This is going to be the testing point for people that dwell on the earth. And we see here now in this text here, Revelation chapter 6, that there's famine and there's drought. When you read back in the Old Testament, you look at what people did in Kings. You look when there was a drought there when Ahab was king. It says that these two women, they came up with a deal to boil their children. One lady boiled hers and they ate him. And then the next day they went to boil the other woman's child, and the woman hid her child, and they went to the king and said, King, help me out here. We're supposed to boil this woman's child today. We ate mine yesterday. You see, people will do anything to save their own hide. The next rider brought death. And it says hell followed him, kind of like a little faithful dog. Hell's following him. That's the fourth rider. Hell cleans up after him. The fifth seal, which we left off in our last program here on WGOD, when I opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony that they held. And I said in our last program here, which was been over a week ago now, that times haven't changed, have they? John was on the island of Patmos on account of two things: the word of God, that is his Bible, and number two, the testimony of Jesus Christ. You see, Satan can't stand the word of God and can't stand the testimony of Jesus Christ. So you see, this is a good telltale sign for you to tell anyone who is a child of Satan. Remember what Jesus said in John 8:44, you are of your father, the devil. People, and this is just a little heads up for you as you go about your life. People who hate and despise the Bible and people that can't stand the name of Jesus Christ are people whose father is Satan. Satan's either your father in this world or Almighty Jehovah God is your father. All those who have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, it says, are joint heirs with Christ and can call out Abba, Father, which was a term of endearment, as if saying, Daddy. Those that have received Jesus Christ, those that haven't, you see them. They put John in prison. They put people in prison today, people that are intolerant of the Word of God. Have you ever met someone intolerant of the Word of God? Ever heard of the Freedom from Religion Foundation? How about people that are intolerant of the Bible? How about people that are intolerant of the name of Jesus Christ and they try to spin it another way? Let me encourage you. Let me remind you, friend, to always think spiritual. Look behind the mask in this world and think spiritual. You have a real enemy out here. His name is Satan. He is against God. He is God's enemy, and he is against you. His aim, the thief does not come but to steal and kill and destroy. And you need to recognize him. It's back to what we said before. Are you a professional Christian or not? How well do you know the word? Those who by reason of use have their senses exercised, the Greek word gymnos, that's right out of the gymnasium. Are you exercising? Is the word of God your barbells today? How well do you know the word? How well can you spot a demon? Can you spot one from 50 yards? When someone gets in your face and hates Jesus Christ and hates the word of God, do you recognize that? You see, this is a spiritual battle. Paul said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. There's always been an intolerance for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And here we see these people here saying, how long, O Lord? Verse 10, how long, O Lord, holy and true, do you not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said to them. Notice these guys get an answer. Seems like you and me don't get answers. You know, David didn't get an answer. He said, how many times? How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? Psalm 13:1. How long shall I take counsel? How long will you look on? How long? Here these guys ask the same thing, and they get an answer. Now, we're way out of time. We'll be back again soon. We're going to pick it up right here in our next program of WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
For our transgressions, he was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace.